Shipwreckers used to trick ships into destroying themselves on rocks. That's kind of what happens now, too.
That's why it's so important to keep your eyes on Jesus, the one true light of the world. Guess what? You're listening to the one and only Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. My name is Zach. The purpose of a lighthouse is to guide big ships safely into port. The captain focuses on the light so he can avoid crashing the ship. But what if someone just pretends to be the lighthouse? Well, that could be dangerous. 2 Corinthians 11:14 says that Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. His goal is to distract you from the true light of Jesus so that you'll do something that's dangerous to you, you know, like lie, steal, or maybe even hurt somebody. That's what our story's all about today. It's entitled False Lights. During their vacation by the sea, Lena and her family visited an old lighthouse in the area. "What does a lighthouse do, Daddy?" asked Lena's little sister, Ariana. "It shines light far and wide so ships out at sea are guided to a safe place to dock," Dad told her. "Yes, but do you know what some people used to do long ago?" Mom pointed out toward the sea. "Can you see those rocks way over there? Well, sometimes men called wreckers would light their lamps and swing them over there near those rocks. The ship's captains would think that was a safe harbor and they'd end up on the rocks."
"That's horrible," said Lena. "Why would anyone do that?"
"Well, after the ships crashed into the rocks, the wreckers would steal the cargo," said Mom. Ships often carried gold in those days.
"I'm glad there are no wreckers now," said Ariana.
Lena nodded. She shuddered as she studied the sharp, cruel-looking rocks.
"Actually, we still need to watch out for wreckers," said Dad. "But I don't mean the shipwrecking kind. Satan is a wrecker, a master wrecker. He makes evil things look attractive and appealing, so we're tempted to go after them."
"Like what?" asked Lena.
"Well, how about greed?" said Dad. "While it's not wrong to be rich, in fact, the Bible says everything we have is a gift from God. Satan wants us to love money more than we love God. He wants us to be willing to do anything to get what we want, even if it means hurting others. So he may try to make having lots of money look really good to us. We need to remember that it's Jesus who satisfies our souls, not anything we own."
Mom nodded. "Pride is another thing Satan tries to disguise as good. I used to think it was good for me to try to do everything myself. But Jesus reminded me that he didn't save me from sin so I could do life on my own. I needed to depend on him for help."
"Good example," said Dad. "Ships often got wrecked on those rocks out there, and Satan tries to lead us astray with his false lights. We need to keep our eyes on the one true light, Jesus, and trust him to lead us to safety." So what about you? Is Satan trying to make something bad look good to you? Remember that he is a life wrecker. He wants to lure you away from God's truth and his path for your life. Don't let him fool you. Remember that you belong to Jesus and that he loves you and promises to help you. So let his light guide you, not the false lights of Satan. Our key verse is 2 Corinthians 11:14.
Satan disguises himself as an angel of light.
And our key thought today, don't listen to Satan. If Keys for Kids is helping you grow closer to God now, what will you do as a teenager? Try reading our Unlocked Teen Devotional. Sign up for a free subscription at unlocked.org/subscribe. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.